Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
It is the Rundown, Thursday, May 18th, possibly 19th. It is the 19th, May 19th.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So, Jeff DeLow, we are one day removed from the finishing of the recording of The Dozen. It starts coming out Monday, with doubleheaders every night next week, correct?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, doubleheaders. Thursday night, actually is your first round match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then after that, it's episode one of the Road to the Dozen tournament, which is a documentary series that Dane is putting together.
Yep.
Cool.
I interviewed for it this morning.
The second episode of that, so that'll cover Chicago and the lead up to the tournament. And the second episode of the Road to the Dozen trivia tournament will be after the championship. And that'll be the whole tournament. And the behind the scenes of the tournament here, there's some good stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Tell me who won, Nick.
I don't want to spoil it at all, but 4Play won. Riggs got MVP. He ripped off his shirt, and a lucky fan out there caught it.
Look at that. It's stitched.
I wouldn't sell this for $1 trillion unless Riggs wanted to buy it back.
You think Riggs will – what do you think he's going to do when he knows when he finds out you have it and you're wearing it proudly?
Well, I don't know.
He was tagged in it. I don't think he replied.
No.
Well, he never – he's muted Nick, clearly. there's no other way. Nick tweets at him constantly. He tweeted at him yesterday. He's muted you. It's fine.
We don't know that. Here's the thing. He gets mad because we have those conversations via text, and then I want to show the world that I'm talking to him, so I tweet them.
That shouldn't matter because I'm pretty sure if you mute a verified person and you're verified, because you're verified, right, on Twitter?
Goddamn right.
You still see their mentions.
I tweet. Go to my tweets and replies.
You don't tweet?
Go to my tweets and replies.
You still see the mentions. So he is still seeing him even if Nick is muted.
Boom. Wait. Right there. When was that? 17 hours 17 ago.
17 hours ago. Did you see Offset unfollowed Quavo and how do you say Quavo? Quavo?
Quavo.
You had it.
And take off. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to be the first to let him know. Because, like, whenever bad news strikes, I know how he handles it and he just wants to hear it from a friend.
How do you take that news?
It's the Migos breaking up,
sorry,
Brandon.
My
That's
bad.
Short for amigos. Friendship's ending. And I wanted to let him know that, like, it would never happen to him. Like, his friends would never break up.
Why is their friendship ending? Somebody fucking Rhea?
No. I think Offset, who's with Cardi B, is being fucked by maybe one of those two as well. Maybe Take Off. That's what he does to women's panties.
Remember the Joe Budden interview? The red carpet one?
Oh, yeah. They got into a
Julio
fight.
Julio Jones is like in the background.
He always is.
Easter egg, yeah.
These are all just, this is just
you
haven't
seen that? That's a viral internet clip, though.
Wait, Riggs responded to that, though, didn't he?
He didn't. Ryder 67 did. Ryder 67 was all up in the mix.
That's Riggs' burner. He forgot to change accounts.
All right, so Rough and Rowdy tomorrow night as well. Rough and Rowdy in Wheeling, West Virginia. And so, you going?
No, I've never been to that city. I don't think it would make sense for me to go.
Big Dick Booty Daddy, and then I hate that name.
Big Dick Booty Daddy?
Big Dick Booty Daddy against Bobby Lang, and I just hope Bobby Lang
beats
the shit out of him.
He will.
Five title fights.
25 fights.
Four female matchups. Two dwarf matchups.
Really?
No headgear, ring girl contest, jello wrestling, and more.
Double the dwarf today, like Zaz's penis.
That's right.
We're going to, Rough and Rowdy tomorrow night. Buy R&R.com. We'll have all the boys on the commentary. It'll be fantastic. Great stuff.
And Wheeling's going to get rowdy as fuck. There's nothing fucking going on there besides overdoses.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You think they will slow down or speed up because Rough and Rowdy's in town?
Probably speed up.
We have Nick Saban, College Football World. I being the heart and soul of the college football coverage here. Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher are going at it. Nick Saban was a whiny-ass bitch last night. I see you shaking your head. It's fine. Nick Saban was a whiny-ass bitch. He gets out on stage of an Alabama tour, and he says A&M bought every player that they have this year, as if he hasn't overseen a program that's done these things in the past. And then Jimbo Fisher comes back and says, you know, some people think they're God. I used to work with this guy, and I'll never work with him again. I hate this. They're, like, really beefing. You agree with Saban?
I don't like to see West Virginia boys pit up against each other. I won't talk shit on these two. I won't talk shit on Brad Paisley, and I won't talk shit on John Corbett.
First of all, Brad Paisley is my favorite country music artist. And Brad he didn't Paisley have to be.
Went to high school with my mom.
Brad Paisley?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's that? How? I don't know Brad
he
Paisley's age.
He claims a lot of places, though.
I don't know Brad Paisley's age.
They went to the same high school. My mom graduated way before
see.
Him.
I see that.
The old bag.
I see. Yeah. It did seem like they went to high school together. Possibly had sex.
No way.
You know, you do have a little Paisley in you.
Is Jimbo Fisher from West Virginia?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I knew Saban was, but I didn't know Jimbo.
Well, that's why you like, there's West Virginia fans always have that kind of hidden, like,
yeah.
hope that he does come home, which he almost did that
He one. Almost did, but then we took Bill Stewart.
You had to.
Had to.
you had to take.
Anytime you get a chance to take Bill Stewart, you do it.
Because he won the Fiesta Bowl after Rich Rod left, right?
Yep.
Clarksburg.
Old bag.
Is that a nice place?
No.
Okay. All right. So what do you guys think about this college football drama that's going on?
I'm a pro Nick Saban guy.
At all times?
Not all times. This is one of that times I am not.
He is the greatest college football coach ever, but he has anybody that's successful has a level of insecurity to him.
Yes.
And he has insecurity, and it was like 3 years ago when he just won a game, and he said, and somebody asked him about his quarterback, so I'm not going to say it, so quit asking. Like,
wait, is this Nick Saban, the guy from The Blind Side?
Yes, from The Blind, the Sandra Bullock vehicle. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I never seen one. Seen what? A bed.
A bed before.
Stupidest fucking movie. If you watch that movie, fuck you.
I actually would say a sports movie dumber. Well, Draft Day is the dumbest sports movie of all time.
Draft Day is
dumb. I mean, if we're talking dumbest sports movie, it's Radio.
Okay, you may have us there.
No, I think it's still Draft Day.
It might still be Draft Day.
Vontae Mack, no matter what. Listen, Saban's
Rookie of the Year, too, really.
Saban's the greatest coach of all time.
What about MVP Most Valuable Chimp?
Most Valuable Primate.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Yeah.
Not to be confused
Chimp
with
starts
Ed,
with C.
Ed, yes.
With Matt LeBlanc in the...
That's right.
Yeah. Surprising Matt LeBlanc's career didn't skyrocket after that. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Air Bud seventh inning fetch.
Yep. Or World Pup.
Oh, is there World Pup?
Yeah.
I didn't. Air Bud was basketball, and then there was seventh inning fetch. There was Golden
Receiver.
So I guess they stopped at soccer.
They were like, he looked pretty normal in a jersey. Let's put pads and a helmet on him.
They got to tennis. Like, no, this is a bridge too far. We can't. The dogs can't play tennis.
World Pup. Yeah.
I don't know. It's college football. You know, it's college.
Yeah, I mean, just
fan.
like, shut up. Like,
but both of them.
He's mad because this is going to help teams. Like,
both of them are being assholes because Jimbo is also. Saban is right. I mean, they did buy all their players.
Yeah.
They did. That's true. But Bama and all these teams, if you are elite at college football, it hasn't been legal like it is now, legal-ish, and they've been getting bought for 40 and 50 years. Now it's just all on the table, on top of the table instead of under the table. That's just the truth. As far as Jimbo, he's taking this stance like, what are you saying? What, they came to Texas A&M because they want to be here. They love it. No, you, come on. Don't piss off my leg and tell me it's raining. You bought them.
I side with A&M in a lot because being from Texas, I prefer A&M to Texas. They have a couple things. They do some wacky things there. They have a lot of national championships on the side of their stadium that they retroactively awarded themselves.
Well, so does Alabama.
Because the computers would have given it to them. But
They also grab each other's nuts.
I think he was
what?
A little much this morning.
They grab each other's nuts.
Who? A&M?
A&M cheerleaders. When they're down in a game and they want to come back, they'll line up and they'll grab the next guy's nuts.
Yeah. A&M yell stuff is weird, but
A&M nut grabbing.
Have you ever seen them do a yell?
Hold on, Rudy, get over here. Let's form a line.
Have you ever seen them do a yell? Like, you've seen what they look like when they do it?
No.
It's weird.
The junk squeeze tradition. Look. Look. Oh, they're grabbing their own nuts.
They're grabbing their own nuts?
There, but there are pictures back in the day of them grabbing the next guy's nuts. Just yeah, like Brandon, our pre-yak show.
Brandon Jess is a yell leader one time.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
They do, like, weird thing. And I don't like it.
Jeff
don't.
Would not let go of my nuts.
I wouldn't.
All day. That's why I pushed Devlin. I had enough.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, they're just grabbing each other's nuts.
We could do that now.
In order to share their pain with those on the football field. They're really squeezing.
They're really squeezing.
These yell leaders, yes, it's true, squeezing their privates in order to share pain with the team on the football field.
Oh, boy.
I prefer...
Sports fans are the worst.
Sports fans are idiots. We're all idiots. Yes. Yeah. Moving on, Rihanna had her baby.
No way.
Yeah, Rihanna had her baby with the father of the baby. So
A$AP Rocky.
Is that right? Good for her. So Rihanna, I assume it's probably going
to
be the cutest.
Brandon, pronounce A$AP Rocky, but say the dollar sign out loud. I just want to see if you can.
A dollar sign AP Rocky?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, kind of flip.
A dollar sign AP Rocky. There we go.
Kind of flows.
Rihanna.
I mean.
I would say Rihanna. Rihanna.
Good for them.
Yeah. She has a baby now.
Yeah, she looks stunning. She's glowing.
People always asking when her next album's going to come out.
I'm not. I wasn't.
Some people.
I hope they give it just a really normal name.
Do we know the name yet?
Like Justin.
Is it weird that I actually
Justin Rocky.
I feel like Rihanna would, though.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Rihanna's not a weird celebrity to me.
Like Chester.
Garth.
Garth
Rocky.
Apple.
Yeah, that's see, that was Paltrow.
Gwyneth and Chris Martin.
That's right.
They might name it a fruit.
You think?
Yeah, Kumquat.
Kumquat Rocky? That's not bad.
Mango. So love high noon.
I don't know.
Who has a funny list of kids' names? I think it's Flava Flav.
George Foreman has a bunch
of George
Foremans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Ebony, the security guard. All her brothers are named Terry.
Really? All of them?
Everyone. And her dad?
Oh, it's Terry.
Flava Flav's
Ebony's
children.
Middle name?
Terry?
Terry.
Flava Flav's children are Designa, Karma, Quana, Shanique, William.
Yeah, William.
William. Yeah. It's my favorite.
There you go. Yeah.
He was adopted from, like, Connecticut.
Karen's not bad. Kayla's not bad.
Karen with two R's, though. So it's, like, a little different. Kayla's normal.
Yeah. All right. So he's got Karma, Karen, Kayla. All right. So Charles Barkley, by the way.
What about him?
Last night he's getting ready to do show live, or maybe a couple nights ago, and these fans are chirping him. And he turns around and he says, "Stop bothering me till like before I go to your house and fuck your mama."
Jack,
male championship, you do.
Jack.
Jack.
We want to
leave me alone. Come to your house and fuck your mama.
That's pretty direct.
It is direct.
Yeah. It's the same thing you said to me.
Yeah, I know. And what happened?
You fucked my mom.
I blew her fucking back out.
You fucked my mom. Nick fucked my mom.
I just filled her up to the brim.
But Charles Barkley is the best.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just funny as
fuck. How did they react?
Yeah.
It was laughter.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, they laughed. Yeah, okay, that's cool then.
This was a controversy. There's
nothing lamer than when it's like again, sports fans.
Yeah.
They're like yelling just like mean shit and just saying stuff. And then the person turns around and will like, I don't know, flip them off or like say something back and they go, oh,
yeah.
And they try to blame that's
yeah.
the fucking
worst. What's the noise I make?
Man, you know that video? Like, I think somebody calls LeBron like a cunt or something.
A what?
You seen that?
Who calls somebody a cunt?
LeBron.
LeBron. Like
LeBron
a fan did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is
and
that
was, like,
when
really
he went over there pointing?
Yeah, and, no. And he just goes like.
Yeah.
The fuck is like. What is
that's the meme, right? Where he's like this thing.
No.
That's not that.
Okay. It's him leaving the arena, and they say something like that. I don't know. They call him a pussy or something, and he just kind of like stops. Like what?
LeBron, how does it feel to be a pussy ass bitch?
Hey, watch your mouth, woman. Watch your mouth, woman.
Actually,
what's wrong with you?
That meme right there is Russell Westbrook, I think.
Yeah, that's Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Only the fan. Yeah.
Apparently, so yesterday they were playing a game, the Warriors and the Mavs, and we saw a picture come out before the game of Luka and Boban getting Boban?
Yeah.
Luka and Boban getting a beer.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No. They're European. That isn't weird to
Europeans
me.
Just do anything?
They just do that to like for hydration to drink.
Yeah, that's like not if that was two American players, they'd be like, that's strange.
Also, are we sure that's a beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beer.
Or it's apple juice, which
could
actually would be oddly more
could
alarming.
Could be piss.
Could be drinking piss.
Downing apple juice before a game. That's super normal. I feel like that's a very European thing.
Look at the size of that guy's left hand.
You ever seen John Wick where he's the one with Boban in it?
Never saw John Wick.
What?
I never saw John Wick. Shit. Sorry. My bad. I know that's one of my that I need to watch.
You like that a lot.
Why?
Well, I don't know, man. It's just like a good movie. It's nice action. You don't have to think. Why are you being so aggressive?
But what is it about that I would like?
Just
it's a really good action movie.
Yeah. This is fine.
We kind of mentioned it earlier, but Migos broke up. How you holding up? You told me like 3 months ago, you texted me and you said you think it's coming to an end soon.
I felt there were some weird vibes. I don't know, man. It's just like super disheartening because like, I don't know. That was like the last bastion of boys.
Yeah.
You know, if
so
this.
Whose team are you on? Well, you're on team Takeoff or team.
I'm probably the biggest
Billy?
Takeoff head in the office.
Takeoff head, yeah. What about you? What team are you on?
The album cover for Culture was really cool.
Yeah. I'm not going to get that again.
I'm team the tall one. They'll get back together. There's so much money in getting back together. You got to break up, do 3 solo albums.
It was a good
come back, get back
player.
Together. Who?
Quavo's good. He's at the celebrity basketball game.
2 Chainz was good. He played it.
Still, yeah, Titty Boy.
Is that who he is?
That was his first rap name.
Yep.
That's better than 2 Chainz.
Yes.
Titty Boy's way better.
Yes.
Was it Boy or was it B-O-I?
B-O-I.
Yeah, that's how you I like how it's said. All right, and we have our first recorded case of monkeypox in Massachusetts. So
not great.
This is it.
Not great,
what does it
Brandon.
Look like?
I think
it
it's all
like what's going on with me
pussy,
right now.
Yeah, but it's all pussy.
That's gonna
white.
Be. I am already awaiting the first tweets of the Doves. People are like, "What is up with Jeff?"
Yeah,
you can sort of see it. It's bad.
What is up with Jeff?
I got burns from soap in a hotel in one of our stops on Barstool versus America.
Yeah,
soap did all that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it does prove you use soap. I don't know that I could have done that.
Yeah,
there's
what
the monkey pox.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Pretty impressive. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the monkey.
Are we applauding monkeypox?
The picture we're looking at, well, despite the fact that is I'm a white person, that sort of looks like what I have.
That's right.
It does.
I think there's we've known about the existence for a while, but it does have a 10% mortality rate, which is very scary. 1 in 10. So, you know, think of all your. You have 10 kids, Brandon.
I do. So one. I'll have
and to, tell me which one you thought of. You know deep down you thought of one. That's fucked up, dude.
Do you imagine if I had more kids, though? I could just make another one.
You could.
Just make another one.
Yeah, you could.
What, with this penis?
Yeah. Lord knows you've been trying.
Yes, I have. God. It's all...
I like the... There's a tweet on the screen about monkeypox, and it's this guy, Eric, and just says, crap. Monkeypox is likely aerosol airborne.
Crap.
Shit.
He finds out this is airborne. It's the end of humanity, and that's the first word uttered. crap. This is going to suck.
He's not worried about it being a bad disease. He's worried about panic about it, though. He's worried about going back into COVID, which, you know, is a natural thing, I guess. Wait. Can we read Chris Evans' tweet? I just want to read, what the fuck is monkeypox? Bitch, I'm tired.
That's the first symptom, brother.
His handle's at not Cap'em.
Not Cap'em America.
America.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Chris Evans, but he's not Cap'em America.
Oh, Gaz had the next tweet.
What? Okay.
Well, I thought that handle was
who do you think the first different. In the Barstool office to get monkeypox will be?
Jake Marsh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, after Jeff D. Lowe, you mean? You got it right now.
Yeah, patience.
Oh, Joey.
Yeah. Joey Camasso.
Yeah, Joe, but it won't mean a thing. He'll get a runny nose. I thought you had a podcast to do.
Hey, Joe, can I say something about Big Dick Daddy?
Yeah, say something about Big Dick
Rough
Booty
and
Daddy.
Rowdy Friday.
Big Dick Booty
Rough
Day.
Rough and Rowdy is Friday, and I saw this yesterday, that Big Dick Booty Daddy, he wants to eat that pussy like a hungry, hungry hippo. I'm just saying, if the wife isn't available, I am. I'm talking to you, Big Dick Daddy. Come hit me up. And go to roughandrowdy.com right now for tickets.
RR.com.
If he wins, are you the prize?
Well, I'm offering my bussy up. If he wants to be a hungry, hungry hippo, I got plenty to eat.
Yeah?
Okay? He won't go hungry.
All right.
Talking to you, Big Dick.
Talking to me or talking to him?
Big Dick Booty Daddy.
Okay, all right.
My dad was disappointed in me because I wasn't good at baseball. If only he... I need him to watch this.
All right, that's the rundown.
Yeah. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.